The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast, episode 170. Last time, we had an epic showdown between Faltu and Match. That was then interrupted by a returning friend. Then we played catch-up with Harmon and found out what he had been doing for the last year or so that finally brought him back to the group. Now before we continue on with our slightly aggressive reunion, let's go ahead and do some intros.
I'm Trevor, I'm playing Tarek Barros, the Rogue.
I'm John, I play Marion and Rusk, the Soulknife Aegis.
I'm Kelly, and I play Faltu Arfin, the Barbarian.
I'm Dave, and I play Rodosh, the Monk.
I'm Al, and I play Harmon Trumbull, the Rogue Warlord.
I'm Gabby, and I play Shy, the Oracle Wild Rider.
I'm Jesse,
and I'm the asshole.
And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
Armin's gonna get back up from the body and kind of wave away some of the smoke and look back over towards Marion and Faltu and the rest of them and go, it's exactly like what I expected. Another emissary of the Dark Army. They've made their way out here now.
Is that why you killed him?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to kind of get up to the near and say, is that why you killed him before you could tell us who sent him?
He doesn't know who sent him. Trust me on this one. I've dealt with this for the last year while you guys were out here playing house. All right? Yeah. I've seen some shit. And every time, it's the same symbol, same smoke.
You don't know what I've been through, okay?
You don't know the shit I've
been through. Listen. You don't want none of this shit.
So, let's just say... Yeah, I know who is responsible for this. And he wasn't going to give you anything.
Yeah, well, we'll never know now, will we?
But he seemed to know.
The basic structure that they fall under, they have a lot of small underlings like this guy, and then it just slowly builds up. I've been dealing with their higher powers for the last year, and these guys, they think they know things, but they're really just a bunch of bullies. So they have no place in the new world.
Alright, so well, do you know who told him to take over the town?
I don't.
Yeah, that's because you shot him in the head.
I didn't shoot him.
Okay, that's why you had one of your guys shoot him in the head.
Have you looked around? I mean, it's still going on. You guys couldn't keep control of your town. And so I showed up, and I did what had to be done.
Technically, we weren't here. We went on a mission, and the army couldn't keep control of the town. Oh, also, we're not in the army anymore.
Why not?
Because we went after Shy because she had to apologize to someone for killing their something, and then she got us kicked out.
Well then, that won't stand for long. You gonna go off on any more little fool's errands, little one?
Probably.
I did what had to be done.
Oh, you're just gonna reiterate what I just said, huh?
Mean.
Listen, I understand that when you have something that needs to be done, you know, you gotta do it.
Yes, thank you.
But not when it puts the rest of the group at risk.
Like kneeing me in the balls in the middle of a fight?
I think at that point the fight was between you and me, because you had grabbed me for no reason.
I grabbed you because you had a guy killed before we could question it. We need to figure out who sent him
now,
to take over the town.
Listen for a second.
Which,
Marion.
Obviously, you don't know who sent him.
Wait, Marion.
So,
I've known you for a little while now. And since when did you become a big pussy? Wow. Up until now,
so,
you would have been the first person to attack. You know.
So you think it's a courageous thing to kill an unarmed man who's already been beaten? Okay, you learned a lot of things in the year that you've been gone.
I did. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah, you learned how to kill unarmed men when they're actually trying to tell us information that we need.
You know,
that's
Dark Army emissaries aren't going to give you anything other than bullshit.
You know, we
neither is your army.
We missed you and stuff, and you just like left, and we thought you died until we got like a letter from you, and that wasn't nice, and. That guy, you said that guy was a bully, and that bullies don't belong in the new world. Well, then you should stop being mean, because we're your friends. Wow.
I've been here for less than 5 minutes, little one, and this one over here already tried to attack me.
Yeah, and that wasn't cool
no,
either. That was really mean.
Yeah,
but
succeeded in attacking.
Cool. Maybe he was upset because you kind of left us.
No, I'm kind of upset because he killed the guy that I was trying to get information out of.
All right, give me a second. And he's going to go over, well, just turn his back and walk over to his second in command. Be like, listen, guys, we need to make sure that this place is actually secured. So, you know, start making a perimeter and then just make it larger. Secure the fort back up. And, you know, I'm going to go deal with whatever this little uprising is here.
Yes, sir. And you see the rest of his horsemen start to kind of spread out and make their way through the crowd and try to corral and cool things down a bit.
He's going to walk back over past Chai and past Marion, go over to Faltu. All right, I've always known you to be the one in charge of things like fighting. So, yeah, you. Believe me, I remember. It's only been a year. What's going on around here?
Well, the man that you killed had the town under attack, and we were on a mission. I forget what our mission was for. Like, literally, what was our mission for?
Which one?
Why the reason we left the town?
To go inspect Westmore about possible connections with the Underground Merchant Association.
Oh, yes. So there were these merchants with these triangles. I don't know what it meant. He kind of knew what it meant.
As you point out to me, and I'm way over there.
Yeah. I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And they were the people that were trying to take over, and we killed who we thought was their leader, but it turned out it wasn't really their leader. And we had gone over to this other town to talk to them to see if they had the same problem. And then we came back and we couldn't get in the town. And then nobody wanted to attack because they had Padilla and they were afraid that Padilla would get hurt. And I kept trying, because I trained most of the fighters, and I kept trying to get them to stop being pushbacks. But nobody wanted to stop being pushbacks, so we waited it out. And then he started killing people, and I was like, see, we could have gotten the fucking town, you vaginas, like 6 months ago, but no. Too much like killing people. So, that's where we are.
Okay.
Oh, also, Rusk was with us for a very long time, and now Marion's back, and it's weird, because Rusk said he wasn't whole, because Marion left, so I thought Marion wasn't in his brain, but I guess Marion was in his brain.
When did that
happen? Just like a day ago.
Oh, so,
or like 4 months ago.
4 months ago.
Was it 4 months ago?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot we pushed time forward.
Yeah. It was before you guys left.
Yeah. Oh, it's because of the fire. There was a fire.
I was still right there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was like a fire, and he came out, because you know how Rusk is about fire, whatever.
Yeah.
And so Marion came out, and he's actually been helpful.
Good. We need help from
so
people.
Than you.
Harmon's going to look over at Marion and be like, all right, look at me for a second. Let's agree to work together. I know I'm fresh back and I'm stepping on toes right now, but we gotta do what's best for everyone here. Alright?
Yep.
Don't kill me and I won't kill you.
You know what? I will not kill you.
Who wants to give me a perception check?
Yay.
Me.
Not me.
Is it your psionic thing that'll kill me? Is that what you're saying?
It is sound.
Okay.
No, then yeah.
21?
Nice.
Wow.
Wow. That was
27.
Holy
shit, dude.
24.
19.
11.
Yay!
Woo!
29.
Whoa!
Whoa! It danced across the table.
Dude, on a 19.
All right. So basically all of you but Faltu, who is now realizing that there's still kind of fighting going around. And she's like, I can't.
I'm gonna.
Are you good?
Can we go kill some snakes? Good?
So the rest of you actually begin to hear.
No, I'm just making a pillow.
That there is a subtle sound of creaking metal, followed by kind of sounds of cracking, almost as if you take wood and torque it to the point that it snaps.
Oh.
And it is coming from basically almost behind all of you.
What I'm turning it.
We came in through.
It's coming, what? it's the north. Okay. So like all of you right now are kind of towards like the bottom of the circle, that the big spread,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of lower middle. This is coming more from the top of the circle.
Does it sound like it's coming from outside the town or within the town?
In the town. Very localized sound.
So not a catapult.
Turning to look.
So okay. I see them all look and I'm like...
Yeah, you see like all of them kind of turn.
So I'm going to turn to look as well.
I'm going to turn even though I probably can't see it.
No, you'll still be able to see it.
Oh, wow.
You can see what? You have what, 30 feet?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're
before you actually reveal this big thing.
Yes.
While they were having their argument.
Zip.
While they were having their argument, I'm assuming me and Brodash probably freed Padilla and like we're talking to him about stuff.
Okay, yeah, go ahead if you want. Yeah. We'll do a quick cutback to that.
So
now Padilla is laying cuffed behind his back, manacles, pretty much on the verge of passed out. On the ground.
Rodash, can you break his chains?
I can attempt to. I'm actually going to use the blade on my Kama to see if I can like get a little bit more leverage. So, like, reach it.
That'll be fine. Go ahead and give me a strength check on that. What's the, and what's your base attack bonus?
+3.
Go ahead and tie that. So yeah, so basically you're making almost like an attack bonus against it. So.
10.
10?
Yeah.
Oof, that's what you roll.
4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're kind of trying to leverage it, but it's, you know, military grade manacles. It's not like it's anything shoddy or shoddily made. So yeah, so they are pretty pretty well formed on there.
It will take more than this to break bindings of this type.
All right. And you said that Padilla's kind of like...
He's like on his side, just like basically passed out.
All right.
Definitely, you know, beat down to the worst part.
Is there a soldier around me not doing anything?
Not really.
Not really? Damn. No. All right. So...
Don't you have, though?
I could, but wouldn't it be a lot easier just to grab the actual keys?
The actual keys probably are on Mash and Tuff.
Okay. That was going to be my next guess, actually, was to go over to Mash and check his... corpse for keys.
Yeah. So we can actually do it at that point then where you're like where Rodash tries to like kind of leverage him and break the manacles a little bit and then you're like, alright, well fuck, that's not gonna work. So you're like, alright, ooh, wait, keys. Mesh.
Yeah.
And so like you get up and you start to like turn and that's when like this creaking sound begins to emanate.
Perfect work.
Sound good? Alright. And so this creaking begins to emanate now and this kind of snapping, bending sound. And it is coming from Mash's general location.
Oh, awesome.
In fact, it's coming from Mash himself.
Huh.
And you can actually see that his body lifts up off the ground, almost as if there's invisible ropes that are pretty much pulling it up and setting it into place. And his head is bent back and his arms are kind of limp and he's just kind of dangling there almost, his feet barely sitting on the ground. And suddenly his head just kind of lunges forward, and when it does so, his jaw just drops agape. It doesn't fall off, but it just kind of drops open.
Feels like something out of Full Metal Alchemist or something.
Kind of. And you just hear this long, raspy breath that's just kind of... that starts to just make its way through him.
I'm going to turn to Harmon. I'm going to be like, all right, you've been dealing with it.
At least I didn't kill him, right?
And
what the fuck?
Then the breath turns into sound. And emanating from this still non-moving, just set agape jaw, you hear this voice begin to come out, and it says, "Your lives have carried out longer than I thought. Your end was supposed to come long ago."
Real quick, as soon as he stops talking, I'm going to step in front of Harmon.
Okay.
To make sure that he doesn't kill him before he can talk.
Wow.
That's what things have come to.
Right. "My pleasure has ended, and your usefulness is worthless. The troubles associated with your continued existence."
Does that mean he came?
And at that point now, the body begins to become a little more rigid and a little more stiff and regain control of itself. It reaches up with both arms now and starts to move towards the symbol in the chest. As you see, the fingers begin to dig into the skin,
gross,
break the bone, and it begins to just pull open its own chest. And when it does that, this black miasma-like smoke begins to pour out of the cavity and spread out onto the ground.
Get back, hooded one.
Yo, really?
And you now see that now that this body has full control over itself, it kind of begins to lock eyes, and the eyes give a quick couple flickers of blue as they now start to burn this dark blue color.
As I see the black form, hammer starts glowing.
Right on. And you now hear in a completely separate voice, "You'll die now."
Is that MASH?
Basically. Everyone, go ahead, give me one more round of perception checks.
Can I real quick?
Yes.
Can I cast resistance?
Yes, you may.
Myself?
You can, yes.
Okay.
Give me that roll first. Alright. Resistance, does that have a roll? It's a static?
Yeah, it's,
okay, that's cool.
Bless you.
I don't know, here.
Duration 1 minute, save will negate subject imbued with magical energy that protects it from harm, grant it. So you get a +1 to all your bonuses and saves.
Yeah.
Alright. Starting with Shy, because I saw your dice first.
Yeah,
go
so
ahead.
Perception is 30.
30, nice.
20.
20.
21.
21.
9.
9 already.
21.
There you go.
I got 15.
Oh, only a 15.
That's
+1.
I got
See?
It.
All right.
All right. So basically, all of you now, except for Faltu, who is now fixated on this thing that has risen back up and kind of a little grossed out by what has exactly happened here. So you're fixated on this. So you almost have tunnel vision on MASH at this point. But the rest of you do see that... about a dozen or so soldiers now that are kind of on the close edge of the circle have now realized what's happening, and they turn around, they grab daggers from their belts, and they slit their own throats.
Awesome.
Who got over a 20? Basically all of you, right? Except for Eric.
I got an A20.
A20, there you go. That works too.
We have no deception there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the four of you then, Marion, Rodash, Harmon, and Shy, can hear the soldiers mutter just before they slit their throats, "I give the true devourer my body to corrupt."
Fucking A.
I'm just gonna say right now, good thing you fucking killed him.
Ain't it?
Roll me initiatives.
Good job. Really?
All right.
Just waste them. Go ahead. Right. Go ahead.
Dude, this is what I did fucking last night.
Here is what we have. Luckily, right, we just didn't. Actually, no, we'll use blue here.
Oh, yeah, we never talked about your session last night.
There wasn't much to talk about.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So, your theory didn't work.
None of these several dozen of our theories worked.
It was like 4 hours of running in circles.
We don't know if my theory worked or not because we never got to the top or the bottom.
I mean, Leo did just hit what appeared to be a hellhound.
I'd say more like a shadow.
Really?
I don't know. There's a shadow on the ground.
Yeah, fair enough.
Super fun.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to share.
Super fun. I was dead asleep before you guys even started.
I'll give you guys a little bit more
room. Going up paper towel.
Nah, it's Friday with a really large yolk. Now it is not.
Now it's a
circle.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Is there a large orb floating above it?
All right.
I don't know.
Al, do you happen to have Mash's figure?
I don't.
Oh.
Wait. I might.
If you don't, I have plenty of alternates. No big deal.
That's what I do. We might need to get more tissues there on the top.
That's right.
Both.
Cool.
Yeah.
We buy in bulk.
I apologize. Can you answer this?
BJ.
Nice.
John and I love the BJ.
I bet.
John likes it a little.
Well, if you can put this together, I had some trouble.
Just because there's like 2 tissues left.
Yes.
There's been a lot of stickies in the Bessie household.
You okay?
No, I think it needed to be glue.
Yeah.
No, it won't fit in.
Okay. Oh, weird.
At all.
It started at the.
You need like a knife?
I have a different face.
Pliers?
I still use this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, pliers should be able to just pinch the bottom. It just
for my old lady.
It's
more accessible
for everybody else.
See if that works. It's a little wider.
It does indeed. Look at that.
All right.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and put him. All right. Now, where do we have? Let's see. Faltu.
I was next to Harmon and Rusk.
All right. Rusk.
I was in front of Harmon. Now,
so we'll throw you here. That's Harmon. Faltu off to the side of the two of them. We have Rodash and.
Weren't they on the other side? Because they were walking towards...
Tarek was making his way over to Mash initially.
So where would you want to go?
I'm going to essentially be between Rodash and Mash at this point.
Yeah, okay. Which side?
So we'll throw you here. How's that? Is that all right?
I don't remember.
It's basically
we really
just
have
making
no
up.
Semblance of, like,
I was
no
like right here.
So.
Exactly.
No.
And, what exactly is the circle? Is that, like, because I'm...
So the circle at this point is the crowd, basically.
Okay.
Say the crowd is malleable.
Okay.
So the crowd is basically both a hazardous terrain, so it takes double movement, plus you will need to make either a strength or dexterity check to make your way through the crowd.
Okay.
All right.
Could I potentially make an acrobatics check to get through the quest?
Yes, you can do that as well.
Thinking outside the box.
Outside the circle.
Punch you in the face.
Could I potentially jump up on top of the crowd like Crocodile Dundee?
No, okay.
Just stand there, fire your bow.
All right, so let's go ahead and start off Tarek. No, I need your initiative.
Oh, I have 15 again.
15.
Rusk. 24.
Nice.
No, not nice.
Fall 2.
6.
Yay!
Just
Rodash.
13.
Harmon.
21.
Whoa! And last but not least, Shy.
17.
Very nice. Alright. So, not surprisingly, first up we have Marion.
Alright.
Like you said, crowd right now, big crowd of people around you that had separated a little bit, mash over on the other side, and then big crowd of you guys with Padilla. That's Padilla, unconscious.
I was wondering what that was.
Real quick, so when all, like, the smoke came out of Mash...
Yes.
Where did it go?
It went, and it dissipated outwards. Okay. No, so it basically hit the ground and went.
Okay.
But it didn't come near us?
No, it did not.
Okay.
All right.
When,
so...
I didn't actually see the smoke go anywhere, did I? Because I didn't...
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, should I roll initiative for,
No, he acts right after you.
Okay.
So you don't have to bother with an initiative for that.
I feel like I ask that every time. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
All right, so I'm going to...
That's so bright.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I can't see my mini anymore.
Just knock them all over.
Right?
No, I can't see.
All right.
Good thing you took that photo.
Alright, so I'm going to move to here.
Which will incur attack of opportunity.
Works for me.
Wait, this sounds familiar.
And that will be...
I'm a selfless character, what can I say?
Oh, wait, no, that was his character.
What?
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't get knocked down to level
That will be a 30.
Holy
Oh my god.
And that is 14 damage.
Holy shit.
Are you dead?
No. Luckily, no. Ow.
Yeah.
Okay then. Fuck you, sir.
Yeah.
Alright, so I...
So basically he had this kind of slightly smaller smaller than his large hammer that he carried around. So he had this slightly smaller hammer, basically attached to his waist that he's lifted up, and that's what he's now dealing with at this point, and that's what he caught you with right as you tried to run by him.
Okay, then. That hurt. So I'm going to swing my big old hammer at him.
Do it up.
For a 27.
That will hit.
All right, and that is going to be 7, 15, 25 damage.
Wow, not bad.
And when I slammed, you see this bright blue splash.
Ooh.
When I hit.
Fancy.
Fancy dancy.
Ooh. Yeah, chilly.
Maybe.
All right.
We're just...
next up then. Oh, what did I hit?
I did the wrong button.
Next up is going to be Mesh.
Oh.
So he's gonna take that hammer now, and he's going to lock his bright blue eyes on you and go to swing that hammer straight for you.
Swing that hammer.
Swing that hammer! That's going to be a 17.
That is gonna miss.
And on the rollback is a 1, and then a 24.
We'll hit.
Oh, actually, no, sorry, wrong math. 19.
I forget. Tie goes to who?
The attacker.
The attacker, okay. That's what I thought, but I... Okay.
Okay, so just a fail-fail.
Just a fail,
not a fail-fail.
Damn.
So yeah, he takes a couple of swings, but luckily your armor is up and ready, and he kind of smashes against it a couple of times.
Did you remember the cards this time?
Yeah, they're here.
Awesome.
I keep them in the GM box, and that's why I forgot them last time.
Gotcha.
All right. Next up is going to be Harmon.
All right. So when this happens, he's actually going to briefly look around, see if any of his soldiers are around, mm-hmm. and just give a...
Okay.
And then he's going to... sorry.
No, that was good. I'm impressed.
He's going to reach in and grab his two daggers.
Right on.
Like this?
Find the cot things!
And Marion's the giant pussy.
Yeah. And he's going to move up and try to attack Mash.
Very nice.
Oh, right. That'll be...
Rushing up, darting forward, drawing the two daggers as he runs.
That's a lot of dice. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so first will be a 20.
Which will hit.
Okay, so then that is the blue ones. So that'll be 3 and 4, so 7 damage.
Okay.
And then the second one will be a 21.
Okay.
Also will hit, which will then be an additional 9. Oops, I rolled too many of those. So I'll take the lower one, 10 damage.
Right on. Real quick, I just wanted to double check. You are wielding the hammer at this point now, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, the big two-handed hammer.
Yes. All right. So,
Oh, I'm sorry. That's an additional 8. I forgot to add my dex.
That sounds good. And so you will see that basically Harmon runs up to him, darts forward, and just goes and slams two of your daggers into him. And they basically just kind of slightly tear away its skin, but he seems to not really be affected all that much by it.
Okay. And he's going to quickly yell to Marion, we should probably back up a little. And then 5-foot shift.
You cannot 5-foot shift.
Why?
Because you moved.
Ew. Okay, I'm not moving
then. Real quick, did... You know what? Never mind. Because you didn't mention it when I attacked, so...
What?
My hammer seems to
I did not mention it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Shy!
Okay, so I'm going to cast Obscuring Mist. So a 20-foot radius around me is mist.
Okay.
And it travels with me. Nope, yeah. It's stationary. JK.
Okay.
So
you're right here right now?
Yeah.
So
and,
basically 5, 10, 15
unless
radius.
You're...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow,
so,
that's big.
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20. So mark here. 5, 10, 15, 20 here. 15, 20, right on the cusp of the crowd. 5, 10, 15, 20, right here.
Okay, so and you can see go. If you're, like, within 5 feet yeah, of somebody, yeah. You can see them. You should do it.
Totally.
You got two, you know what, 2 of your sides, we're good.
2 of your sides of a circle? Really?
Well, from dot to dot. The way she drew it, yeah.
You're right, yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I don't draw things.
Yeah, whatever, it works.
And then, so Faltu and, like, these
Francis.
People can see each other, these guys can see each other, but if you're more than 5 feet away, you cannot see anything. So we are concealed. Right. And then...
any movement?
I'm gonna mount Francis.
Magic,
bye. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
And then... That's considered a move.
Yes.
So that's it.
Very nice. Tarek.
So I can't see outside of that mist now?
Yep, basically. Although you can kind of see right on, you're right on the cusp of the mist, so you can see kind of outside the mist, basically.
Okay.
Only a little bit, though. You notice that it's thin in front of you and thick behind you.
Yeah. And you have total concealment.
Okay. If I were to shoot out of it.
Eiffel Tower.
If I were to shoot out of it.
Partial concealment.
Okay, then I am going to move out of...
All you have to do is 5 foot shift.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a movement regardless, so...
And I'm going to fire a trip arrow at him.
Ooh, alright.
Chill out, Ollie.
Gonna twist the quiver a little bit, find the...
Yeah. Yeah, sure. That's what happens. No,
yeah.
I have special feathers on it, so I know which one is it when I just touch it. Now, the only thing I can find on the trip arrow is that it says it has a CMB of +5.
Yes.
What does that add to?
Your roll.
It's
your attack roll +5.
Okay.
Goes against their CMD.
Okay.
Oh.
So
quickly?
It would be your base attack bonus.
Yes.
Plus your dex.
No.
Plus.
No.
No.
It is his attack roll.
Oh, really?
+5.
Oh, I thought your CMB used your dex at range.
Hmm?
No?
No, this is going to be a normal ranged attack.
Oh,
yeah.
+5.
Oh.
It's not using his CMB, it's using the arrow's CMB.
Oh.
That's why it gives you a plus 5. It's not plus 5 on top of your CMD. Mm. It's a plus 5. The arrow has a plus 5.
Would it be on top of my regular...
Normal ranged attack.
Okay, yes. So my regular bonus for my arrow, for my bow is plus 7, so would I add 5 to that also?
Yes.
Plus my roll.
Yes.
Okay.
Really quick, can I move as Francis's move?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
As he stumbles through.
Alright. Then, I'm going to fire a trip arrow.
Do it up.
15 plus 12.
27. 27. And against his CMD. Dun, 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 dun. What'd you say, 27?
Yeah.
You, basically, it comes through and it kind of hits one of the legs and the arrow is slightly off, so it kind of wraps, but then ends up springing off the side.
Okay, well, that's good to know for later.
Note to us, no combat maneuvers.
Holy shit. I feel bad that I made this character.
This is no longer the character you
made. I know.
You're like, I couldn't do that.
Once,
if I rip my chest, I would have died.
You all should know, once a character dies, he's under my control.
Did you ask him to use that?
No, of course
you
not.
You asked me to use it to Galena.
Well, yeah, that's because that she's technically...
No, it was weird. He didn't ask me to use Tanner either.
You created Tanner out of someone I made, damn it. All right, so that's going to be your move and your action. So there you go.
Wow. Holy, that's...
Dude, that was a high roll. That was not a low roll.
That was a high roll.
Dude, I'm glad I didn't try to trip him now. Holy shit.
So, yeah, I'm in the mist now, but I pretty much know where he was from before.
Indeed.
So I'm actually going to come out and around here.
Okay. I mean, once you take a few steps over, you'll be breaking out of the mist anyway.
Yeah.
So.
It should be within... Okay, that's within 40. But I'm actually going to start out in crane stance.
Okay. Which does...
That is my defensive thing. It actually will increase my AC to a 25.
Nice.
And I'm actually going to run through this square, take the attack of opportunity... to end up here.
Alright, which he's actually already given to Marion.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Alright then. And I'm going to see if I can take a swing
at this. He definitely gave it to Marion, alright.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You crit. Confirm it.
Confirm.
But you touch his die!
1.
20.
Hits.
That's 42 points of damage.
Whoa!
Shit. You get attacks on your five?
But it's because of the new gauntlets.
So basically you end up just smashing into the side of them, and when you hit, you just feel like cracker crack as you go right through.
Quick thing. I apologize.
He's still standing. Yes.
Everyone gets a plus 1 to all attack and damage rolls. I forgot, because I haven't played Harm in a long time.
Yep.
So everyone, you get plus 1.
Next round.
Yeah.
So make that 45 points of damage then.
Next time.
What the?
Well, he doesn't have to do anything. It's just his presence.
I know that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you didn't announce it, so Jesse's not going to get it.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So what is that, plus 1 to attacks and damage?
Yes.
Yeah. Fall 2.
I'm going to charge where I know he was.
Right on. Go ahead and give me, because you are charging such a far distance, go ahead and give me a will save, basically a perception check almost.
Can I just do a fortitude save?
Running through mist is hard.
I'm inhaling it. Doesn't feel good in my lungs.
12?
All right, go ahead and give me a d6 roll.
A d6? Oh, yep. That's not
going to
be good. 3!
All right, not bad. You're basically only 1 degree off.
Okay.
So if you go to run towards him, so if you're running this way, you'll kind of run this way instead. So it's not too far off.
Okay, and I can't correct in the middle of a charge. No. All right, so I'm just going to run where I run.
All right, and you end up running, and you end up running basically right over into these guys.
Okay. Can I still attack him?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to attack him.
Actually, I think I just put you in a more advantageous situation.
Do I get a five? Oh, I do get a five.
Yep,
yeah, so that's pretty much where she would end up if she charged it anyways.
14.
I'm a silly person.
Oh, well.
I'm a silly person.
19. So,
20?
All right, that will hit.
Okay.
And what are you wielding at this point?
My battle axe.
Okay.
I don't do the greatsword until I reach.
That's fine. I wasn't sure exactly what you would grab, so...
So, 2, 5 damage.
Alrighty. So you basically take your battle axe and you go to crank on him, and, your axe does catch him, kind of the top of it, just kind of grabs some of his skin, and you end up kind of yanking it slightly, and it tears off. But his form, his structure is still there.
So he needs to take bludgeoning.
And at this point now...
Here we go.
This is what I was waiting for.
Yep.
I wanted to know what happened to that black mist. I knew what happened to it, but...
I don't think that's black mist. I think that's the people that killed themselves.
Yeah, it's 10 or 12.
No, I know, but I'm assuming the black mist went into their dead bodies and
reincarnated.
You
think so?
Yeah.
I thought they all had the...
This is, of course, all metagame for me, guys. I don't actually know this.
What did you do, Gabrielle?
I trapped all my spells.
What did you do?
Why did you do that?
She was being swolly fuck.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
These bastards are one-shot kills.
So, basically, the soldiers that had slit their throats now, and I will confirm it for you, the black miasma has now creeped over into them, and it basically crawls up in through the severed neck.
Gross.
And disappears into them, and then their bodies just kind of lurch to life.
You just wanted to use the word miasma.
I love the word miasma.
I really should have shot his hand as he was reaching into his chest.
And we have... So we'll move these guys up a little bit. We'll have here. We'll have here. We'll have here. So all these guys start to kind of stumble forward a little bit. And they have plenty of targets to smash upon right now. So we're going to do the first two right here against Rusk. So we have one that is, what are these guys? Luckily, kind of low in the attack. So that's going to be a 20.
That's going to hit.
All right, so that's only 2 damage for the first one. Second one is going to be a 23 and another 2 damage.
Awesome. I love these guys.
And then we're going to have 3 of the skeleton soldiers, attack Rodash. That's going to be a critical fail. Followed up by 16, which is going to miss, I'm guessing.
No,
all right. Do you guys want crit cards for these little guys?
No,
you
screw
want it? All right, yeah.
Just the big dude.
Yeah. Second guy is going to be a 17, and that's going to be a 9. Well, so these guys swinging their swords at you are just kind of clancing off of your armor.
Clancing.
Even
clancing.
Oddly enough, that's actually what they're doing to me, too.
Yeah, they're exactly, clancing. Yeah. Yeah. And then we have one guy over at Tarek, which is going to be a 9.
I like how nobody attacked me.
He's stuck in my battleship.
But you're on the other side.
I know.
Don't worry, they'll hit you eventually.
I'm sure they'll try. Imagine how much bullshit would be in playing battleship on a board this big.
Rust. Awesome. It'd be like,
they literally wear just clad over. All right, so I just got hit in the back twice.
If you had the same amount of boats.
No, you would have the same amount.
Oh. More boats?
Pretty much.
Okay.
All right, so I am gonna spin and take a swing at the guy behind me. This guy. For a whopping 15.
15 will miss.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I'm gonna swing kind of through, hit that dude, and continue on to the next guy.
Alright, go ahead and try.
For an 18.
18 will hit.
Alright, which is gonna be 11 damage.
Alright. And he demolishes.
Like it explodes?
Basically.
Okay.
Do you want to keep him?
Yeah, go ahead and leave him down right there.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'll take him.
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, thank you.
I was like, fuck it, I gotta res.
Damn it. And we'll do...
Are they actually bones?
No, they're right here.
Okay, well...
Yeah. Yeah. He's right there right now.
Okay. Either one works.
One square. Yeah. All right, and that's your full action,
so,
I guess.
When I hit him,
mm-hmm.
like his body just crumples down.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
You smash the vital parts of his skeletal system, and he just crumples down.
Crumbles.
Awesome.
All right. Okay. Next now is going to be Mash.
Where did my die go? My dice go?
I don't know.
There's one right here.
I don't know.
No, I got mine again. All right. So he is going to first draw his attention towards Harmon, taking his hammer out and sliding it down towards the ground for a 30, I'm guessing.
Yep.
And that, he's actually going to take it, and when he does, kind of hits you at the hip.
Mm.
And what is your CMD? Guessing not 30.
No, it's not 30.
Yeah. So he basically hits you on the hip, and drags you slightly and ends up having
attack
you kind of almost fall and flip down to the ground. Harmon will get one.
Okay.
Harmon will get one.
An attack of opportunity.
Okay.
When you, someone tries to trip you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So much we didn't learn that rule.
So then 21?
We'll do it.
Okay, so then that is... do I get a flanking bonus right now for everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a plus one or two on damage.
No.
Just attacks.
Okay, so then it's 7, 8, 9. Wait. Sorry. 6 and 4 is 10.
10. All right. So basically, he goes to hit you on the side, and you kind of end up being able to get a dagger in, but all it does is kind of hit an empty part in his skeleton right now, and you rip some skin away, and unfortunately, it has no effect. And you fall to the ground. He is then going to take a swing at Rodash. And Rodash will let's see, real quick, I forgot that number. A 21 hit your CMD?
No, will not.
Ooh, look at you all fancy. So he tries to kind of push you down with his other hand, but you resist slightly.
Attack of opportunity.
Go ahead and do it.
Question mark, question mark.
4 and plus the 1, the flank. 21.
Yes.
11 points, 12 points of damage.
All
right. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
All right. So basically you go to take a slam at him, he goes to take a slam at you and kind of push you down, and you find an opening and manage to barely get him kind of on the elbow almost, and you hear kind of a slight crack sound when you do it.
Just to throw this out there, I'm not sure if it's going to help me or not, but my attacks are considered magical.
Okay.
Just want to throw that out there.
Doesn't
wanted
help.
To
but
let
good,
you know.
Good thing.
GT dubs.
And he then is going to take a... run.
Attack opportunity.
Base move. Over here. You're on the ground right there.
So close.
22.
Hits.
Yeah, I hit. 34.
Yes,
32.
That also hits.
32. Yes.
Jesus.
Aw, come on.
See it, please.
4 points of damage.
Wah, wah.
I'm going to do 8, 16, 20, 26 points of damage, and you
Holy
see the
shit.
Hammer slam into you, into him, mm-hmm. and there's, this bright, pink flash.
Pink flash?
Yeah.
He's pink?
Yeah, it
That's
is a
new.
Pink flash.
True. And you kind of pretty much catch him on the back, and you hear a severe crack as you move your
oh,
weapon.
Thank the gods.
And you see that he kind of now moves over a little bit, and he's up towards the crowd at this point. Harmon.
All right. Going to get up as my move action.
All right.
I don't see anyone around me, so that seems safe. And then, having seen him get hit a bunch of times and having cut him, can I do a perception check to figure out if my attacks versus other people's attacks have done any damage?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So, 12.
Alright, it's hard to tell in the commotion whether or not your attacks have done any damage more than everyone else, but it's kind of clear to you that yours kind of haven't done much.
Okay. And then I'm going to use, let's see, inspiration.
Okay.
And so he's gonna get back up and look around and say, all right, looks like my cuts aren't hitting. Good job, Marion. I heard that last one. Fall to. Pretty damn awesome. Keep it up. And so everyone gets an additional...
You really need to work on your motivation.
Oh, it was horrible. He hasn't had to deal with it for a while. An additional 5 HP. Temporary hit points for right now.
Nice.
Everyone or just them?
Everyone.
Because you totally didn't say good job to me.
You haven't done a good job yet.
I have 8 of 5 hit points because I haven't
been hit. He couldn't see you in the mist.
Yeah.
And Shy takes a -5 temporary hit points.
Your gorilla's in the mist. All my markers are dead.
Shy's a gorilla.
Thank you.
A gorilla. All right. And that's your standard, I take it?
Huh. Thank you.
Pretty sure that inspiration is a standard.
Yeah.
Times.
Usually. Extra whatever. Whatever you want to call them.
Oh, I'm sorry. It also adds my charisma modifier. So it's an additional 3 for everyone.
So 8.
So 8 for everyone. Oh, I'm sorry, Gabrielle. And that will end my turn, yes.
That's actually the most useful thing. For me to have 48 hit points as opposed to 40. Pretty
small. Shy.
Okay. So, I have ghost sight.
Okay.
Does that just detect ghosts, or does it detect
undead? I don't know, you tell me.
I didn't write it down.
And you see the ghosts of all the undead hovering.
I'm not like that douchebag on Reddit that memorizes all his wizard spells.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Well,
it sounds like it would just be ghosts.
Yeah,
he was
a fucking moron. Yeah.
He was a moron because he memorized all of
No,
those.
Some guy was like,
no, some
don't
guy,
make spell cards, memorize your spell.
Yeah, someone was trying to figure out like a better way to organize spell cards, and he's like, why don't you just memorize all your spells?
Yeah, I'm going to memorize the DC area, the range, the fucking effects,
right.
The damage dice, like everything. But really? No.
Alright, so what shot I got?
So I'm going to move, I'm going to try something different.
We like different.
I'm gonna run over to this guy.
Alrighty.
And I'm gonna try Cure Light Wounds to see if maybe it'll heal him to death.
Because
he's dead.
Look at you.
Heal him to death.
For 8 points.
Wow.
Surprisingly, it actually...
That's what happened. And what happens?
So basically you touch him and there's a small burst of white light. And, for a moment you actually see him kind of shake and shimmer slightly. And convulse, and then finally his body just kind of starts to collapse down, and the black smoke that had entered through his throat now kind of pours out his throat and out his mouth, and lurches up, and then falls down to the ground and disappears.
Did Gabby just become Sam?
And then I'm going to 5-foot shift back here. Yeah, I figured
you can't 5-foot shift because you moved.
Oh, whoops, okay, damn it.
How come none of us, like, know that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, because a 5-foot shift is a movement.
It is a movement. Yeah. Tarek.
Okay, I guess I need some information. What the hell is the rest of the crowd fucking doing?
This is a mass of other soldiers that are fighting right now.
Okay, so they're just like, who are they fighting, though?
So it's your army fighting against the Mash's coup army.
Okay, I thought the rest of Mash's coup army just killed themselves.
No, only like a dozen guys.
Okay.
If you want, I could have made it that the rest of the guild, you know?
No, that's fine.
I'm totally okay with this.
Because I, like, one shot and they're not doing any damage to me.
Okay. So we're pretty much just treating the crowd as hazardous terrain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a soft wall, basically.
Okay. If I were to move through the soft wall, can I...
of the pink pocket.
If I can move through the soft wall of the pink pocket, can I hide in the crowd?
Yes.
Bitchin'.
There's a crowd.
Wow.
Bitchin'.
I'm not gonna hide in the crowd, John. I'm gonna hide in the crowd, John.
Hey, you know what? I'm way over here. I don't know.
I don't either, but I like it.
I'm gonna hide. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's all an emphasis. All right.
There's no different emphasis, is what I'm saying.
Kelly, where do you find the smaller cartons?
I can take a withdraw action, right, to not provoke attacks of opportunity.
Yes.
Right. So I'm gonna withdraw.
No. All right.
Past this guy.
But they go bad before
correct?
I use it all.
Well, no. The withdraw action is basically a 5-foot shift, and then your full and then you're moving. It's to get away from a target.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So you could 5-foot shift and then run.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
And their shelf stable.
I'll flash a tip this way, and then 1, 2, 3, and what is it, half speed?
Yeah.
It takes two moves, it takes like basically two moves to move one square.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6.
And that's why we all don't know that we can't 5-foot shift at the end. Because you can 5-foot shift and then make
Yeah,
well, because you can do two moves.
Or an action, exactly.
Or an action, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's...
coffee I can put on a pot?
I'm good. Nice.
Yeah. It gets
off, like, some hot water. Yeah.
Well, 5-foot shift for me has always been like a free action.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm always used to being
Rodash.
Alright.
Can I roll my hide?
Yeah, go ahead.
My self check, whatever it is. Nope, definitely not. Well, actually, because I am in a crowd. What is my
You stealth? Are indeed.
My stealth is like 12. So
nice.
14?
14 still.
15.
Oh, where are you going?
15.
Where are you going?
Which one?
I got 15.
Very nice.
I'm going to see if I'm
Rodash.
I think we'll be good. Okay.
When this guy moved, does it seem like he was trying to run away or just reposition himself?
What's the difference?
One was more frantically trying to escape.
This guy is not doing anything frantically right now.
Okay.
He just wanted to get away from my hammer.
Fair enough, then. All right, full round attack, flurry of blows. Let's start with this asshole over here.
I do.
21?
Yep.
For 10 points of damage.
That'll do it.
All right, flurry of blow number 2 on the guy in the middle.
Yep.
For probably a miss. That's 8.
Mesh.
Yep. So... I'm going to burn a key point and try and get for a 18.
That'll hit.
For 15 points of damage.
Which one?
The one in the middle.
This one here?
Yep.
Alrighty.
So he's down.
He's down.
Alright, and just for the sake of it, I'm just going to turn and face toward that asshole.
Right on. Just to remind yourself.
Yes.
Very nice. Alright, going through. Faltu.
Sure.
I'm gonna run up to this dude right here.
Alright. 5-foot shift.
That's me.
That's you?
What?
Yeah, that's
me. Yep. Oh, yeah, you're over here. So now 5-foot shift needed. Movement.
Everybody's jumping in front of you in this fight.
Whatever, deal with it.
I'm fine with it. I'm not doing any damage anyway.
21?
21 will hit.
Yeah. I have no way of actually doing damage to them.
God fucking damn it!
I
know. 4 points of damage.
Alright, yeah. Pretty ineffective.
You're not trained in it.
Alright, so at this point now, you guys killed, what, the 3 zombies over here? The 3 skeletons?
Are they actually skeletons?
Well, no, they're husks of people. So okay. More zombie-like than skeletons, but...
They're husks.
Husks.
I'm just thinking, it makes a huge difference.
I use the zombie template. Okay. I use the skeleton template.
Okay.
So, that's fine. Zombie and skeleton, mechanically, kind of the same.
Well, you can't hit skeletons with piercing weapons, which is a huge difference then.
Indeed. Well, you can hit them. They just have DR against them. All right. So these guys right here, you'll see. Nice. So the soldiers deceased now on the ground. Their bodies start to convulse, and it's quick, and then poof, and they burst in this blackness. Now actually taking a thick viscous form, explodes all over the place. Hitting Rusk, hitting Rodash, and hitting, let's see, they have a 10-foot burst. So, this one actually hits twice on Rodash. And, Harmon gets hit. So, Rusk, our Marion, takes 5, 6, 7 damage. And it's non-weapon, so your DR does not match with it. Rodash takes 14.
No chance for any kind of saves at all, huh?
Nope. Okay. And Harmon will take 7 when he comes back.
Jesus.
Ow. And...
7 damage?
Yeah.
No,
the body's exploded on you. No anything.
Nope, no anything. And zombie time. So these guys start to move up slightly, kind of surrounding themselves around you guys.
The most standy D&D game ever.
The what?
The most standy.
Right? What's wrong with you guys?
Add to the confusion.
I'm comfortable. F you guys.
Yeah, you have a pillow.
Right?
I didn't sleep a lot, so...
Alright, so going clockwise, first one against Marion will be a 20.
Hit.
That's 6 damage. Or, sorry, just 4 damage. Not adding numbers correctly. Right, first one against Rodash will be a fail. Second one against Rodash will be another fail! Holy shit, 2 ones in a row, what the fuck? Now we're going against Faltu. First one against Faltu is a 11. That won't do it at all. Second one is a 20.
Yes.
And that will be nice 7 damage.
Woo! I'm down to like 78.
So these guys are going flailing about.
That's what this
is. I imagine they're just like...
Whee!
It's basically, at this point in time, more lucky hits than anything because of the mass confusion that's going on with you guys. Right, Marion.
All right, I'm going to quickly yell out. After you kill them, move away. They explode for the benefit of the people who did not get hit by them. And I'm going to take a swing at that jackass next to me.
Do it up.
For 22... Ooh, 23.
That'll do it.
For 7, 15, 16 damage.
Yep. He is dead. What are you... flappy inflatable flailing arm flailing at you?
It's wacky
inflatable arm... No.
Go ahead, I'll correct you later.
Wacky inflatable arm from YouTube, man.
Yep.
Wacky waving inflatable arm.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing too.
There you go.
And then I'm actually going
yes,
to.
Yes, it is.
Is that
I didn't
totally...
sleep a lot last night.
Oh, so I can actually see. Yeah,
hyper tired.
Oh, yeah.
Gabby gets like that, and then she doesn't shut up. What's that you say? She doesn't shut up anyway? I know!
It gets worse when I'm tired.
Alright, I'm actually gonna move up right behind Faltu.
Alrighty. Alright. Harmon!
Alright. Harmon is, so far, pretty much useless.
The gigantic crowd over here right now.
Alright, so we have... Mash is about right there, okay.
Are you picking on?
I'm wide awake.
I am not. None of these bastards leave. I'm going to bed.
I'm
I love
not.
You all.
I'm probably
so he's just going to attack the guy in front of him.
Well,
do it up.
Upper.
The soldier in front of him right now?
Correct. So, spider blade will be a miss.
All right.
And then 16, 9, 25
will totally hit.
And then that's 1, 5, and 4, so that is 9.
That'll do it. Another one bites the blade.
Which one did you attack? The one right in front.
Yeah,
right
in front of you. So then he is going to move back. No, because you double attack. That's a full round action.
Yeah, if you.
Yeah.
If you attack more than once, it's a full round action.
Yep.
And like, I was like, sir, dirt.
Okay.
Yeah, regardless if it's one weapon, two weapons.
Yep. Yep.
If you attack more than once, it's full. It's like an all or nothing.
Indeed. Alright, Shy.
Okay, I'm gonna, cast invisibility on myself.
Alrighty.
And then I'm gonna go doop, 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 doop.
All right, Francis will incur an attack of opportunity from that zombie.
Oh, God
no.
Damn it. Not no. Francis!
And, oh!
Did you crit?
I crit. Let's
go. Oh, no!
That. Oh, that's only going to be 14 against Francis.
What the
What's
fuck?
What's Francis's AC?
Huh? AC?
Yes.
I don't know. Where did I write it?
I don't know. Where did you write it?
I just wrote +2.
That's not AC.
I know, hold on.
It's not even close to AC.
So,
did you write his dex down at all?
Hold
yes.
on.
What's his dex?
19.
So, I guess AC is 16, because I'm guessing.
So.
Dayton?
Yeah, 16.
No, oh, there you go.
16. No, +1, because he's a tiny. Or a small.
Yeah.
Or something. So.
Small.
17.
No, he's a medium, isn't he?
No.
No,
he's a small.
Oh, he's small.
He's
small. That's why you
rider.
Took Wild Rider.
Yeah.
Yep. So it misses.
It misses.
Yeah.
Just barely.
Barely,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, it still hits, but it's not.
Just
it's
regular,
a
regular
hit.
Oh, okay.
Which is 2 damage.
Oh, that's,
on Francis.
That's
much
quite
better.
All right. Yeah.
He catches the tail end of Francis as he runs by.
You're not even a dad yet. Stop
did
making
you
that
you write
jokes.
Down
I've made dad
oh, yeah,
jokes for my entire life.
Damn it. Huh?
Yeah. Did you write down his AC?
I will now, thank you.
Did you say only invisible?
only I'm invisible.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Francis is invisible.
Invisible, yes.
Hold on.
That's the.
Oh, that's why. The Kushi has a +2 natural armor.
I still can't handle the name of that. Yes, it does. Kushi.
Kushbal? Yeah, so I figured 10 plus his dex is 4.
Yeah,
plus
the
mat AC.
Yeah.
The hood on this thing.
And I think at level 1,
really?
Get a bonus.
Holy
zero.
Crap.
Set up.
You
yeah,
could be
so.
Like the arrow in that
17.
Thing.
17.
Bam.
Yep.
No,
dude, I need to find a hood for
that. All right.
You're a fucking assassin, dude.
I hate small hoods that don't cover
okay.
the whole thing.
And you also have a large head.
So, I'm hidden. You are hidden at this point. Okay.
I think
the
only melee on that is
Gabby. So from here, you were like, I think the only person that the only male that we know has a small head is in pointed, and I was like, and she said Trevor, and I was like, that's Gabby. And she's not a male.
Her head
and
is also small.
Jesse, I can cast spells on Francis as if I cast them on myself, right? With
what do you mean?
As a wild rider?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, anything that
if you understand
yourself,
it, sure.
I just built a druid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There
we go. I was pretty sure, but...
I never got to
I didn't
them.
Write it down.
Yeah. What you got?
Can I fire this guy? From the crowd?
Yes, you
from,
may.
From, like, the edge of the crowd? Essentially?
Yep. And you are hidden.
Yes.
So, I'm going to do that away for you.
Damn it.
Oh.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, it.
I believe that is
fumble.
A 10.
No.
No.
I didn't crit fumble, that's... Good.
5?
No, that will not do it.
But it's a 10.
Any movements or anything
yeah,
that would you like
sorry.
To do?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It kind of solidified. That's okay.
What the hell?
Or you can just keep hiding in the edge of the ground.
That's what happens to money.
All right, very nice.
Yeah.
Rodash.
All right.
I don't want
to
throw
I'm going to,
every time I throw
I have to
5 foot shift to him all.
All righty.
Can you
help with that? Remember,
yes,
can't
I
move.
Do.
And try to flurry of blows on the on Mash.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Can you flurry after a 5 foot?
Yes.
Five foot is a full round action.
Correct.
And a 5 foot shift is a movement.
A 5 foot shift does not count towards a full round action.
I'll count it. There you go.
Because it actually says specifically, you can attack this dude, 5 foot shift, and attack another
one. I like it.
So close. 25?
That'll do it.
That will be 15 points of damage.
Alrighty.
Second one. 23.
Alrighty.
That will be another 15 points of damage.
Not bad. He is not looking good right now, guys.
Fuck it. While I'm here, let's burn another key.
Oh! Right, come on, crit one! Crit one! Crit one!
Damn it. Ah. What, rolled the wrong way.
Oh.
It was standing on the edge of 3 and 19.
Nice.
But it rolled onto 3, so that's going to miss.
That's a much better way than what I did it while
yes,
we were playing Catan.
I agree.
Which was, what are you doing?
I had a die sitting there, and I blew it, and the die, not only did the die blow into the board, but my breath also blew all the pieces, like, halfway
across.
Yeah,
you played Catan, they all weighed nothing.
Yes.
Like,
really?
The roads
yeah,
itself.
It tastes like stuff.
Although, thinking about that now, you might
want
to go.
And that's
what
Master Luther and Destroyer
just had a list. But it's like...
And next up, Fall 2.
Yeah, it's
I
weird.
I have trace points left.
I'm gonna attack the guy in front of me.
Do it up.
Thanks
Pick
for the
side.
Dance. Thank you, sir.
People are still here.
It's actually not bad after a few sips.
Oh, because we moved too far away from it. That's why I ran from it.
It's not gonna hit, 17?
Wait, against whom?
Against this guy.
Which guy? Mash?
Yeah.
That will not hit.
I don't think so.
There you go. Anything else? Oh, what?
Can I 5 foot shift? No, I can't 5 foot shift.
Nope. There's nowhere for you to 5 foot shift.
I'm just gonna stay there then.
There you go.
Don't want to incur tag opportunity. I'm just gonna shield.
There you go. The D6 being bigger has a disadvantage, because I can just reach into my pocket, and I know it's the biggest die in there.
There you go.
And this guy right here that you had killed...
He's gonna explode.
Is going to... Oh, not bad. Only 3 damage against Rodash, Fall 2, Rusk, and Harmon.
Yeah.
So basically almost everybody.
Yep.
Except for Tyrek and
Pat. Right?
19...
I still think I have the most hit points still.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that soldier corpse goes and spreads its goop
I know
all over you guys.
It's not gonna work.
No, I'm not. I'm anxious. And I don't have I don't feel like I'm not.
And we have Marion.
Alright, real
so
quick, when he
still
explodes,
looks damn
yes.
good though.
Is the Does, like, the body completely, like, evaporate, or,
it
like,
just, well, no, it's,
great,
it,
is it,
yeah,
it just
basically
kinda
chunks kind of go everywhere,
okay.
It's more so the black stuff that pours out that is actually not damaging you.
Could I see what kind of weapon he was wielding before he was killed?
Sword.
He was wielding a
yeah,
sword?
The basic short sword of the military.
Okay.
Alright, is the rest of the crowd getting hurt by this exploding black goo
yeah.
as well? Are they noticing what's going on?
Oh, God,
yeah. Like, maybe should we do something with this guy?
Yeah.
That sucks. All right. So, I am going to... All right, so I'm going to 5 foot shift right to where that body exploded.
Do it up.
And take a swing at the fat bastard. That's, wow.
That's what I rolled.
16?
Nope. Good try. Good
so,
try. GG.
I'm going to take another swing at him for a 24.
That will hit.
For 13, 14 damage.
Very nice.
Did I get my plus one?
I did.
Okay.
I actually remember that time. I drew little arrows.
Nice. And actually, you know what? Trevor, thank you for reminding me because I had forgotten to flip back to my Google Doc.
Okay.
So where's my blue guy?
I don't know.
My blue pen. So let's see. We've kind of had explosions throughout the crowd right here, right?
Yeah. They probably moved back.
All right. So yeah, the crowd begins to kind of push back here slightly. Now that there's kind of been a little bit of an issue going on. And now you will actually see.
Holy balls.
I knew it! Here we go! Oh, that one can't go in. that was easily a 100-foot drop.
What's the cal drop factor on that?
Nice. That was like an 18. That
I wasn't there for that, but I'll use the joke anyway.
Throughout
the guy in Arizona uses it, and he wasn't here for it either.
He uses the cal drop factor.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a thing now, guys.
That's awesome.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So now, throughout the crowd, people who have died in the fight or have died because of the explosion now have some of that black stuff pouring into them, and they now rise up.
They're all from on fire. Just bursting, yeah.
And so we have one that moves up to here. We have one that moves up to here. We have one that moves up to here.
Attack of opportunity?
Nope, because it didn't move through your
poopsicles.
Range. It just moved into your
range. Into your range.
Shenanigans.
And this guy's just gonna kind of sit back in the pack right here. Hey, look at that. The first one is going to go, go clockwise once more. So, first one against Harmon will be a 16, which I'm guessing we'll miss. Second one against Harmon will be a 14. First one against Rusk, Marion. Right there will be a 17.
Miss.
Alright. Next one against Rodash will be a 20.
Miss.
God damn it. Fucking hell. Alright, then we're going around here to this guy in Faltu, which will be a horrible miss at a 2. And this guy over here will be a 17.
Nope.
All right, not bad. Horrible misses all around for everybody. Good job.
Yay.
All right. And now we have a big guy over here, Mash.
Does anyone have an AoE heal?
Mash will first take a swing at Rodash, and that will be a crit 1. Followed by
draws the cards.
16.
Damn
it!
That's your Baron Crane stance. 25.
Damn right, bitch. What do we got?
Melee. Holy shit!
Everyone attacks him at once.
Nope. So I get a reflex save. Let's go against your CM. What's your CMD?
Currently?
Yes.
28.
Alright. That's not gonna happen. And I rolled a 6. I'm not even gonna bother looking up the bonus.
Fair enough.
So basically, he goes to swing his hammer, and you basically see him just in time that you turn around, catch his arm in your underneath your armpit, and you yank his hammer out from his hand and end up grabbing a hold of it.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
So then, now, still he has these now kind of gnarled claws that have been worn down from all the skin peeling off of them and everything as he's been swinging about. So swing will be Marion. Okay. And that will be a 28. I'm guessing we'll hit.
Yeah.
And that's 10 damage as he just scrapes along against you.
Maybe I should give him his hammer.
And his final attack will be against Faltu, and that's going to be a 23.
Yep.
And that will be, let's see, what is 7, god damn it. Math is horrible. 14.
7 plus 14. 7 is 14, dude.
Yes, I know.
It's a double number.
No, I had to remember the bonus that he got.
Oh, okay. Because you rolled a 7.
I'm remembering two numbers, the bonus for the soldiers and the bonus for him. So I just had to remember what the bonus was for him. So he swings away at you. So basically his other claw just kind of goes straight against and gets...
And I start laughing.
Nice. Alright, and that's going to be him. Harmon.
What's up? Was it a one-handed hammer or a two-handed hammer?
One-handed.
Okay.
Okay. So, Harmon will attack the gentleman behind him.
Oh, you're so polite.
This ungainly motherfucker.
All right, so the spider blade crits.
Oh.
Potentially. Oh, yeah, potentially. Double crit.
Oh, nice. So you waste those 20s.
I apparently did.
You waste them.
So then Spider Fang is...
Oh, yeah, that's an insane amount of damage.
Yeah, so that's 8 plus...
You can just say dead.
8 plus 12, yeah. Is he dead?
Yeah, he's okay. Dead.
Alright, so then that's that.
Oh, they didn't match.
Hang it up?
No. No, that was a full round attack. Two weapon fighting?
You only hit him once.
Okay.
Well, yeah, no, because you can attack two different people with two different weapons.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can choose different targets. So, like, at the point...
I did not know this.
Yep, yeah, so when Rodash has, like, 5 attacks from his flurry, if he's surrounded by 5 people, he can hit all 5 of them. Well, he can try to hit all 5 of them.
Yeah, think of each attack as a separate entity in itself. Yep. So even though you roll them all again, the same time.
Good try.
15.
Yeah.
Won't do it. Just barely. Just barely.
And of course, it's the one that isn't going to give me the,
right.
The, yeah.
All right. Next up is Shy.
Okay. I'm gonna 5 foot shift.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
I five foot shifted everywhere.
That's impressive.
No, Scarlet Pimpernel, nobody.
That's where Bono came from, though. Then I'm going to cast Invisibility on...
You can't.
Huh?
We've been over this. Do you have Invisibility in your list? Your Oracle Curse, your Oracle spell of Invisibility is only useful on you.
That's what I was saying. So I can cast spells on Francis as if...
Only your Druid spells. Not your Oracle spells.
Really? Only your Wildrider spells. Ah, that sucks.
We actually just went over that the last podcast I listened to.
I totally forgot. Okay, so then, again, the 5 foot shift.
That was like 2 months ago, so.
Yeah. I'm gonna,
No, it's longer than that. It's much longer than that.
I'm gonna I have to strength check to move through the crowd?
Yes. Okay. Or dex check.
Yes.
In this case, it will be Francis's check.
Oh, then I'll use dex.
Yeah. It's Francis's movement, so it's Francis's check.
Okay. So, 9.
Will not do it.
Yep.
So you can move into the crowd, but you cannot move through the crowd.
So I can do this?
Yep, so you'll move 1. There you go. And you will stop there.
Okay.
All right, Tarek.
All right. Go ahead.
Tariko.
No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
She has nothing
else. Taruk.
Okay, well, it's not like
it. Did you want to do something else? Oh, no, that's right. You didn't even cast your spell. So.
Yeah, I know. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Tari? I only had planned if I made it to him.
Okay. So I'm pretty much going to continue with the same plan that I was doing last time.
Mm-hmm.
Only I'm going to try to hit him this time. But to kind of add to the scene a little bit,
yes.
I'm going to move a little bit and... So essentially what I'm doing is I'm kind of moving through this roiling crowd as they're doing this thing, and I'm just going to, like, kind of poke out and, like, kind of take a shot. And then
what's your escape artist check?
My escape artist check?
Or, no, your escape... What's your...
Acrobatics?
Acrobatics check.
It's a plus 9. It's a plus
9. 9, all right. Don't even bother rolling that.
Okay.
The chances that you will roll a 1 is pointless.
Okay. Yeah, so... Yeah, so I'm kind of just moving along the edge.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to roll another stealth check?
I know.
What was your last stealth? We'll just have you do a stealth
and then
for
I had to stay awake
because
someone fell asleep.
So, the last one was, I believe it was 15.
That number right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's the one. okay. So, yeah, same guy before.
Yep.
Right here. Much better. 21.
That'll do it.
12, 13, 14 damage.
Nice. Bam. All right. Very nice. There we go. All right. So that's your move and everything like that. Very nice.
The overview and stuff.
Yes, please.
15.
All right. Look at that.
Oh, sorry. 16 this time because the plus one from him.
Rodash.
We can, like, talk as a free action.
Oh, yeah.
Not on our turn.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I just want to yell out to Rodash. Throw the hammer over to Faltu.
Warrior, catch.
Oh, this is
that a move
this
action?
This will be your standard action if you wish to throw it over. You're basically making like a ranged attack to throw it to.
I would.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure this plastic.
The hammer will probably do a little more damage than the.
Drop it on the.
It's not possible.
You son of a.
That's what I mean. You'll give her some bludgeoning. So, yeah.
I honestly thought it was.
Give her a heads up. Warrior catch.
So
toss the hammer over.
Alrighty. So you go ahead and give me a ranged attack throw, basically. And depending on how well you do, I'll see if you have to do a reflex check.
23?
Yeah, you're okay.
Nice.
It's point on enough.
That's okay.
Yes. unfortunately, doing a ranged attack in melee does incur attack of opportunity.
Do I
have
seven? Three of them? Four?
Three of them,
nice.
Including Nash.
Nice.
So the first guy will do, that's a 1.
I was planning to run through
seven. Second one will do a 16.
No.
And which won't, and then Mash. Bring out the big die for that.
Uh-oh. Look out now.
And, god damn it, that's a 19.
No.
Wasteful.
Yes.
All right. So that's it, yeah.
That's it for Rodash.
All right.
Thanks, Rodash.
Welcome.
Ba-ba.
Now you guys don't have to worry about attack of opportunities for one round.
Faltu
is going to drop her battle axe.
Alrighty.
And pick up and use the sword that she got, and use the hammer that she got.
Sounds good.
And attack again.
basic hammer 1d6, right?
Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Aww. Yeah, that's a really low number.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right.
Go back to my room.
So we have the top right now, and you guys only killed one last time, and it was right in the middle of the circle. So let's see. We have Marion,
Faltu,
and Harmon, who take only 3 damage from that exploding soldier. And he's inside the circle enough that his explosion does not reach any of the outer limits. Meanwhile, we do have these guys that begin to creep in even further now, surrounding you. You are now completely surrounded by dead soldiers. Let's go ahead and start at noon. So we'll go first one, Rodash. Will be a 18.
Nope.
Then next one on Faltu will be a crit.
Oh.
Let's confirm that with a 22. So that crit, so that is 6, 12, 18 damage.
Okay.
Plus. Bam.
Wait, I thought we only said big cards for Matt.
Oh, that's right. I like it.
I was going to say, I didn't get one of those.
I'm sorry.
What? Oh, yeah, you totally should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You douche.
Oh, no, you know what?
It's only
on the big guy.
Good call. Next one over on Fall 2 again will be a 18. Nope. Then we have over on Harmon now, which will be an 8. That'll totally miss. Another one on Harmon, which will be a 13, which will totally miss. Then we have Rusk, right? A fucking 15.
Yes.
Another one on Rusk.
This is fun.
16.
Miss.
This is horrible.
You're awesome.
And finally, Rodash for a... Oh, God damn it, 17.
I'm kind of glad I got the trick.
Do you want me to touch it? Maybe
no, right? Reverse? You licked all these before you gave them to me. Isn't that what happened?
He stuck them up his ass.
Yeah.
If you want...
Ow.
Oh, this is horrible.
Brown?
I can completely screw over the table right now and tell him to roll good.
Marion.
All right, so I am sick of getting exploded on. So
that's what she said.
I'm actually gonna yell out. Stop killing the small guys. Kill Mash. And suit action to words. Probably missing with a 23.
Against Mash.
Yeah.
Will hit.
20 hits. So 23 total.
I can't remember that far back. Alright, so 6, 14, 15 damage.
15 damage.
And also for a potential crit on Mash. Will, 21.
What's the damage?
Which will hit, so, for my crit,
You should have this written down, damn it.
Whatever. 30 damage.
Nice!
Yay!
I'm gonna get a card.
You want a card?
Really?
No, not really. Alright. So
what if it attacks me and helps with the other guys?
So I'm gonna swing, and I'm just gonna kind of swing down low, and it's just gonna shatter right through his kneecap.
Does your hammer swing low?
And he kind of like falls forward, and as he's falling forward, I just come like right around with like the reverse cut, and just catch him right under the chin, and his head just kind of pops up and falls back into the crowd behind him.
And then they try to keep it up.
and they didn't, so they throw it back, and I do it all over again, and I gotta keep it up 12, or we start all over again.
Nice.
Okay.
Alright, and, so that just happened. Harmon! Go ahead. Any movements or anything?
I'm gonna 5 foot shift back.
Very nice.
That's a smart move.
You're welcome.
That was Mash or just a side jet?
That was Mash.
But I imagine he's also going to explode.
That's why I thought it. Actually, he's probably going to hit me anyway, but...
Who are you going against?
Well, I'm looking at those two, but I'm thinking if there was a lot of damage that was done, all the damage I've taken has been from things exploding.
Indeed.
So that was to your back. It'll still hit. But, I'm going to attack this guy and then this guy.
Right on.
So, that's going to be a crit on this guy.
Oh!
I think we rolled 18 again, so... It'll hit.
Yeah.
And that'll be 8. 32?
Totally.
Okay. Then the other guy is only a 12.
That will not hit. Unfortunately. All right. And that's your full move?
I can't move at this point. So yeah.
Dead stuff.
Very nice. All right. Shy.
Okay. I'm going to try again to move through the crowd.
All right, go ahead and give me a strength or dex check.
Dex check for Francis.
Mm-hmm.
14.
That'll do it.
Awesome.
So, you move at half speed.
Okay, so I'm going to move boop, 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 boop. Whoops, sorry, guy.
Damn it, Gabby!
Sorry.
And I'm going to cast Cure Light Wounds on Mash's lump.
All right.
Bringing him back to life.
It'd be probably maybe better than him exploding, but we'll see. For 9 points.
Right on.
So what happens?
So you put your hand down onto him, and the light kind of seeps into him slightly.
Okay. But his lump is still there?
Correct.
Shit.
You're going to get splashed.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Next up is Tarek.
Oh, my turn.
My turn already?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's Gary.
This time I'm gonna shoot this guy.
What'd you get?
I got a 21 against the scan.
Absolutely.
All right. That is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 damage.
Oh, God, yeah.
I was telling him the other night, I asked.
He knows you.
You all know it's true.
No, I know I have a nest.
You don't have
a nest. Okay, so this guy in here?
Yeah.
Nor does my husband.
I have a nest. I just wear pants that don't show it off because I feel sorry for all the ladies that can't have this.
I do squats so all the time disgusting. And I still have no booty.
All right, so that did it. Any movement or anything?
I already moved, yeah.
You did move.
Yeah,
so you're awesome. Alfred. Look at you. No Rodash.
Oh, God. I can scare the shit out of me.
What?
My hand is here, and all of a sudden, like, that's my tongue. Like, the bottom of my hand, I'm like, what the fuck is touching me? At first, I thought it was Gabby or something. I was like, but that's not possible.
Oh, it was
a cat. The cat started pawing the back of my hand.
Seeing these three bastards go down and knowing what's probably going to come next.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to soak the attack of opportunities and move back here behind these two.
I enjoy when that happens.
No.
You know that you can probably miss them anyway. First is a 17.
Nope.
Second is a crit fumble.
Yay. Okay.
Why do you hate me?
I will attack this one right here.
Do it
in front of me. Why not?
Do you have mobility too, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Oh. 22.
That'll do it.
For 7 points of damage.
That'll do it. It is Hawker Guard!
I am gonna turn and shift and attack that dude with
do it.
The new hammer that I have.
Ooh.
Are you going to lay the hammer down?
That is not a hammer.
Yeah.
No, it's a hammer. Lay a hammer down!
23?
Yes, that will do it.
You want me to put the hammer down?
For 1 damage.
Plus
oh, so...
Jesus.
So 4 damage.
There we go.
Oh, 5 damage.
5 damage.
Woo!
Which one was that?
This guy?
The guy's got a nice little circumference of X's going on.
Balto is about to get lit.
I'm pretty mad. I can't stop my taste buds.
And luckily, top of the round.
No, I can't.
And it had so much
she shifted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
That's so it. I yep. cannot move anywhere to not be exploded upon.
It's right. Not like she can't just take all of it.
That is a very good point.
Oh, stop making fault.
God damn it. All right, so
well,
that's going to
are you
be...
saying she can't take all of it?
Oh, no, she
yeah.
That's going to be Shy and Francis
okay.
Take 6 damage.
Oh, okay.
That's both of us?
Yeah.
Wait, oh.
Oh! Scratch that. You are in range of both these guys.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. So that's actually going to be 12 damage on both of you.
Okay.
Nobody else takes damage from both. I don't believe. Oh, no. Faltu does.
From
this guy and this guy.
He's got 4.
And don't forget about these two guys.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm going from this guy. So 1, 2, 3, 4. So you take 4 of those.
I just have an idea.
So 24 damage.
Okay.
Then, let's see. Harmon only gets hit by two of them. So that's going to be 12 damage. Same. Nope. And you, Marion, get hit by three of them. So that's 18 damage. And Rodash gets hit by two, so that's 12 damage. And Tarek is off in the crowd.
Woo! Thank you, 48 points of hit points. No, 48 points of health is what I meant to say.
I was just at 48 points of health after being hit all that time.
Get the fuck out of there.
48 points of health?
I got 24.
Jesse,
would you say the mist travels through the air, or is it just from the explosion?
It's from the explosion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and you guys
are... It's in my mouth. It's in my mouth.
So in theory, if the wind were to not exist, it wouldn't affect that.
It would affect the travel.
Okay.
I mean, the wind affects projectile weapons.
Okay.
So
yeah. Okay.
That's why you don't vomit as far inside as you do out there.
We have a now Mash's body begins to convulse.
Awesome.
And it kind of starts to almost grunch up on itself, and you see that the skin and whatever's left in the bone, you hear, and everything cracks in.
Do I see this?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there is a gigantic explosion as all of this black pus and miasma and ichor just starts exploding everywhere. Luckily, let's see, 5, 10, 15. So, you are so fucking lucky. 5, 10, 15.
I was totally gonna
it will hit everybody else.
Front of me too.
So, would I be considered behind a wall since I'm in a crowd? No.
It's a soft wall.
It's a soft wall. And that will do, thanks to, some of the healing that Shy applied to him, will lessen the damage slightly. However, it will still be 36 points of damage.
I'm unconscious.
Wait,
you're dead?
You're unconscious.
I'm more than unconscious. At, let's see, 36, so
you're
24
at negative
12.
I'm at negative
12.
Okay.
I'm at negative 2. Wait, no, what?
Francis is dead.
Oh!
What is it? What is Pathfinder rules?
It's negative your con.
Negative your con score?
Yep. Yeah. Not your, yeah.
Hmm? Oh, not a fire your score.
You're dead?
I'm almost. Yeah.
Dead?
Yeah, I was at 9 hit points.
Holy shit.
You're dead?
Yeah.
No.
That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link and head on over to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free 30-day Audible trial. Also, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @DragonFisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com, you can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcast, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to the pointsofinterestpodcast.com for more audio awesomeness. So, until next time, roll 'em high and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network. Podcast by geeks, for geeks.
We used to do the whole, like, hey, I took your brain out, feel what your head is, and then you'd sit up and be like, whoa. And then you would do it again, and you're like, I put a whole shit ton of bricks in your head, now sit up. And then you'd be like, I can't sit up. I don't know. It's a weird mind trick.
We used to do where you almost choke out your friend and then you let go of it before they pass out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
We didn't actually knock people's brains out.
We had to stop when my friend had, him and his brother had bunk beds.
Oh, God.
But then, they expanded the house, so him and his brother got two bedrooms, but they didn't get new beds. So they just split the bunk bed.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the bottom bunk has the metal post sticking out of the bottom.
Oh.
So we were doing that game, in his room, and I did it, and he passed out, and he smashed his head on the metal post,
and his mom had to take him to the hospital.
Wow.
That's the last time we did that.
That sounds like a terrible game.
Yeah, it's
I'm pretty sure you can take those metal posts out, by the way.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm also pretty sure that that's something that people pay hookers for nowadays.
So.
Yeah.
The metal post removal,
That's exactly what I thought, too. And I was like, no, wait a second.
No, that's the doctor after the hooker. That's...
Yeah. Seven?
Yeah.